Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and maybe by now you recognize this music. For the past 2 months, you've been hearing all about sleep on WNYC. Not that this is a lullaby by any means, but over 5,000 of you have tracked your own sleep with us, and almost 1,000 have taken the extra step to join a team for 2 weeks to try to improve your sleep along with selected WNYC hosts slash guinea pigs. And now, after fierce competition, we can reveal a winner. Which rival group of you is able to increase your average sleep time the most? Those who followed a regular routine, that's the Rock Your Routine team led by John Hockenberry of The Takeaway, or the Digital Detox team who turned off screens an hour before bed led by New Tech City host Manoush Amarodi, or the Vice Squad team led by Brooke Gladstone and PJ Vogt from On the Media who exercised and cut out substances like caffeine and alcohol 4 hours before bed. And the winner is... Drum roll, please. Digital Detox.
Manoush. I am being presented with something.
Manoush Amarodi, congratulations.
Thank you
so win.
Much. It's a pillow, a very pink plush and furry pillow.
Very large, very tacky, pink pillow. What does it say on it?
It says the pillow of destiny. And it has my name with a big exclamation mark, and I'm going to pose with it now for
the
Jody.
Only greater reward I could imagine would be not winning that pink pillow. Really.
And we are
what
going...
What were the percentages,
you're
Brian?
So
what
were the
I'll give it to you in a second. Yeah. I just want to tell everybody that in mere seconds, probably, the photo of Manoush with the pillow of destiny will be on our page. So, you know, count to 10 and then go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And tomorrow, maybe Manoush will come back and tell us if she dared to show it to her husband, Josh. Did you prepare, before we get to John's request for numbers, did you prepare P-O-D. An acceptance speech?
You know, I would just say that, Brian, it was an honor to be nominated. And I want to thank the hundreds of people who were on Team Detox, who were hugely active on our Facebook page, who even organized a meetup together last week, Thursday, at a bar, to talk it through. This group wants to keep going. They are it's not too late to join the Digital Detoxers because they want to keep going with this.
Thank you,
and
husband.
We did just...
Oh, and yes, Josh.
We've already
you.
Tweeted the pillow with Manoush, so at Brian Lehrer, you can see it. Now, I want to open up the phones because our time is limited. I want to get people in here who were on any of these three sleep teams. So seriously, call us up and tell us how this went for you. Was it a real struggle? Did you like your new routines, regardless of which one you chose, or, you know, your new vice or tech limitations? Are you going to stick with them? 212-433-WNYC. If any of you happen to be listening who participated in this voluntary project, 212-433-9692. What did it do to your sleep? 212-433-9692. And here are the stats. The good news is all teams improved their sleep. It looked dicey there for a while with people actually losing sleep in some of the groups, but every team got a little more sleep in the end. Manoush's team got 1.1% more sleep than before.
Impressive.
That would be worth a smaller pillow, I think, just 1.1% more sleep. And the other two were tied with 0.1% more sleep. I think that is a statistical wash, even though your sleep producer says you improved your sleep. It's not much, but those kinds of gains add up over time. So what do we all win, John, from this exercise?
Well, I think that, you know, if you looked at the stats for us over the two-week period, at a certain point we were actually down 3%, which I think is indication of something, because I think you guys were within the margin of error almost until the end, and then Manoush, you broke out of the margin for error. I think what we were trying to do on Rock Your Routine was really fundamentally change your life in some way. And I think the sort of raw stats kind of moving all over the map there, but particularly down, I think gave an indication that people really wanted to change their lives, change the amount of sleep they got. And I'd have to talk to them as to whether they were more tired or not, but I think people really did take control of their routines, and that was part of the goal.
So did
we're
you do
winners.
This, folks? 212-433-WNYC. Share your experience. 212-433-9692. As PJ Vogt chants his new mantra, we're all winners, all of us.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the Vice Squad, I don't want to speak for Brooke, but my takeaway was that nobody can ever change on purpose, and I'm never going to get sleep in my life. I mean, it's really,
That's so fatalistic, really hard.
Hard
to, and again, your goal was to cut out substances like caffeine or alcohol 4 hours before bed.
And to exercise half an hour a few times a week.
Exercise kind of grew in profile over the 2 weeks. What was that about?
It was me realizing that people could see what I was doing and not wanting to get caught not exercising.
Brooke, that grew in profile for you over the 2 weeks, right?
Well, part of the problem was that sometimes my little device wasn't working that well, and I didn't clock any of the exercise that I did when I had to put it in manually. I just did the sleep. I actually didn't know people were checking our exercise.
It's actually exercise if you do it manually.
That's right. I think that the problem is you really have to be ready to do something like this. You have to create parameters that you can actually fulfill. The four-hour thing, as I've mentioned before, is a little too much, too long for me. In the end, I just didn't stick with it. So, I mean, the fact is that, we were cheaters and losers.
Nancy in Manhattan.
Weakness.
Fun cheaters and losers. Nancy in Manhattan was on Brooke and PJ's team, the Vice Squad. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. And I was just telling the screener that I'm disappointed that it's over because I was probably making very poor progress all throughout. I think I get under average maybe 4 hours sleep, so I'm way under the team average. But I was just getting to the point where I'm starting to sleep 5-6 hours, and I was looking forward to the next couple of weeks.
That
I'm sorry
is huge.
It's over, but I was getting more control of my sleep. I mean, actually turning off the late night news and just, getting to bed. I'm an early riser, so my issue is getting to bed earlier. And honestly, I joined the Vice Squad because I was hoping it would motivate me to get more exercise because I don't drink caffeine and I don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't really apply to me, but I don't have an issue with technology. I keep the technology in another room anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I joined the Vice Squad. So I'm not sure if it was the right choice for me, but it did help me.
That's fantastic. And actually, we wanted exercise to be a bigger part of this when we first conceived of it because we thought that was something we'd be more successful at. But maybe ultimately, it really has to do most with when you turn off the light.
Yeah.
I think that's when I had the most progress is when I just turned off the darn light. And you've discovered that, and there's no reason why you can't keep tracking.
Nancy, good luck. Thank you for sharing your story. You are definitely a winner in this. And Conrad in Santa Barbara, California, you are on the Digital Detox winning team. Hi,
Yay,
Conrad.
Hey, Conrad.
Hello.
Hello, comrade. How did it go?
Comrade.
Pretty well. I would say it certainly made me a lot more conscious of my sleep and sleep timing.
Yes.
But a big part of it ended up being that it meant I had to stay up later some nights. I'd be really tired, but I just got home and checked my phone, and that meant I had to read a bit or do something for another hour. But I think being conscious of when I went to sleep was probably a positive thing in general.
Totally. And, that happened to me a couple times, too, which seemed slightly redundant. But I'm also hearing other people who got their teenagers to do the digital detox, and a lot of them just decided to go to sleep early because they had nothing to do, which I thought was kind of funny. To me, it just made me realize how much I use my phone for everything, for keeping notes, for checking what I have to do, for like my life is in this little thing. And I felt very liberated by saying, nope, I am going to sit and relax in calm lighting, and I'm going to do it if it kills me.
And
you know what I mean?
What,
I did it.
What did you do in that final hour?
I have.
What did you do,
Conrad? Go.
Oh, I definitely read a bit more.
Yeah.
One thing I did recently, I looked through my voting material for the upcoming primaries out here.
Very civic-minded.
Once in a while, I'd get a little frustrated that I couldn't look up things about these people online because I wasn't supposed to look at a screen.
Totally.
Manusha's kids actually recognized her.
Oh, he's a very sore loser. I just want to say, like, I think we also realize how much of an addiction, as you were saying, like, how hard it is to change, PJ. Like, we're all on autopilot in a way, and it's so easy to just keep doing it. And actually, just to do a pitch for our show this week on New Tech City, it's about tech addiction, which I think is really what this all came down to, at least for me and a lot of my team members.
Of course, Conrad, being in Santa Barbara, gets to go to sleep 3 hours earlier. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah.
Lights, Conrad, never go off.
Здравствуйте, yeah. Товарищ.
Huh?
I just congratulated Comrade.
Comrade, thank you very much. Now, John Hockenberry, your sleep was the most erratic of all. I'm looking at the log here. You get 4 hours here and then 6 and 7 there. But I want to read a comment that you wrote on Rocky Routine's Facebook page. Hey, team, great work. I know that we're winners for this reason. On Thursday, my 12-year-old son said, hey, Dad, thanks for helping me with my homework these last 2 weeks. On Friday morning, my 15-year-old daughter said, it was great going out to the theater with you this week. Hedwig was great, and you weren't tired when we had dinner, and it goes on like that. So
they'll keep you, Hawkins.
Maybe John wins the competition.
Yeah, they
even
were recognizing
lost.
Me, actually, is the deal. Yeah, because I was up
that
more.
That is great. That,
I mean, the idea was to have better quality time when you're awake, improve the awake time by maximizing the efficiency on sleep. So I think, you know, all of us did a good bit of work on that, and it's complicated for each individual. And I think that's the raw stats don't necessarily reflect that.
I want you to know that CEO of WNYC, Laura Walker, was so inspired by you all that she has formed her own sleep team. It's called Team CEO. And she has roped in 3 other CEOs, including Arianna Huffington, Herb Scannell from BBC America, and the CEO of Forest City Ratner, Marianne Gilmartin, to try some sleep-related things for themselves for a couple of weeks. So that's going to start next week, and we will try to have them all on to talk about how it went. And if
go
you know
Lara.
The
get Apple CEO, it'll help the stock.
I guess if you know the lives that CEOs tend to lead in general, they're really going 20 hours a day. And so we'll see what happens.
Do you think that if
war
Goldman Sachs people had had better sleep, we wouldn't have had the financial crisis?
I think we can ask that question when we follow up. So now that this competition with our hosts is over and everybody has learned how mean public radio professionals
yes.
can be to each other
friends.
Along the way, can you guys go
I
back
love
to being,
you, PJ.
I love you, John.
You can. You're going to go back to being civil and normal with each other.
That was this. You just gave us a forum to express our neuroticisms and vices and how mean we are to our families, I feel like.
See you in the hot tub, Brooke.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to be cruel to be kind.
You can still go, folks, to the Clock Your Sleep site where you can still see your own sleep charts, at least till the end of the month. Go to wnyc.org/sleep. There you can also check out all the sleep-related stories that we produced across the station over the last couple of months. Thank you to everyone listening right now who did participate, and thanks to all our hosts, Brooke Gladstone and PJ Vogt from On the Media, who did the Vice Squad team, winner Manu Samarodi, who hosts New Tech City,
yay!
And John Hockenberry. We have 15 seconds till the end of the segment.
Recognize him.
What's the takeaway?
The takeaway is let's go have a picnic and try to stay awake. This was great. Control your life. That's
totally. That's it. Live a conscious life when you're conscious.
Be intentional.
I'm going to take a nap. The new nap team starts now. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.
Bye. Nice.